in, my dear friend, an honor. And thank you to the family of Rachel Pihasova for the great privilege of offering a few words of praise for a wonderful mother and grandmother, loved one and matriarch, whom I have known for the past half a century, which was almost half of her long and productive life. Let me begin by quoting the words of her daughter, Carol. She wrote, "We were so very blessed that she almost reached 103 years of age. She was truly loved and cherished and will be forever missed by her family." And she goes on to say, "Rachel was a wonderful, beautiful, and incredibly loving person. She was a woman who could strike up a conversation with anyone at any time, and after 5 minutes, they were fast friends. She faced great adversity in her life, but was never brought low by it." What a fine tribute. Your words reflect the feelings of your brother Jerome, her beloved grandchildren, Michael and Micah, and the many loved ones who are here, and the many, many more with whom she is united now. Her parents, Solomon and Victoria, her husband, Isaac, her sister, Becky, and her brother, Champ, Josam, and so many others. Let me add my words of praise, reflecting on her three names, all of which are central to the Jewish tradition that she embraced and loved: Rachel, Piha, and Sola. Rachel, Rahel, is of course one of our original matriarchs in the Torah, and a wonderful namesake for our beautiful Rahel, whom we honor today. It is fitting that one of the most poignant passages in the Torah describes the death and burial of the original Rahel, who, unlike Mrs. Solom, she died at a relatively young age in the act of childbirth. And the Torah says of her, "Vatomat Rahel, Adikaver, Vayatsev Matseva al Kvuroto." Thus, Rachel died, and she was buried, and a monument was placed on her grave. Today, and in the months to come, you, her family, will follow that ancient Jewish tradition begun 4,000 years ago. Surrounded by so many she knew in her life, today she will be buried, and then there will be a monument placed there. And just as today in Eretz Israel, in the land of Israel, people come and pray and mourn at that very grave described in the Torah of the first Rahel, even after thousands of years, generations will come and will be able to come here and honor your beloved mother for time immemorial. She is and she will be at peace here on earth and in eternal peace with a loving God, with those who went before. Rachel was born a Piha, a truly honored family name of so many in our community. Piha is a very special word in the Tanakh, found in the beautiful poem in Mishlei, Eshet Chayil, a woman of valor, which our Rachel truly was. It says in the poem, "Piha patcha v'chma," which means her mouth, Piha, opens and wisdom comes forth. And that is so true of this wonderful woman, who, as we heard, was able to use her words to make friends, to comfort those who are sad, to bring a smile to the lips of friends, and to offer wise counsel to stranger and friend alike. She was also a successful businesswoman who supported her parents and siblings during the Depression, using her skills of mind and words to rise to the very top of her profession. Yes, piha pakha v'chokma. Her mouth spoke words of wisdom. Finally, she became to her beloved Isaac Solam, which is a Hebrew word, Sulam, the ladder, the famous ladder of Jacob's dream, the ladder of the angels of God going up and down. Today, we envision Rachel Pihasol on that majestic Sulam, the ladder to heaven. I can see her now, healed of all earthly afflictions, not in death, but in eternal life. Climbing that celestial ladder to be reunited, she is the very last of her generation. We think of the little baby, the toddler, the teenager, the worker, the wife, the mother, and the beloved Grandma Ray, now transformed into a veritable angel on high, looking down over all of us and patiently waiting for us to join her. So let me conclude my remarks with what you wrote. She was the absolute best mother and grandmother anyone could ever hope to have. And even as she leaves us behind in body, she will forever be part of our family spirit, a shining light of what a person should aspire to be and how a person should love her family. Now the San Jerome.
I forgot my cell phone. I'm going to add a few notes, but we'll wing it. I think I can do okay. Oh, I'd like to start by saying Mazel Tov. Thank you all for being here. It's taken very, very, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. With love. As Mom did, as she taught me and Dad to love everybody, even we don't get along. We all don't see eye to eye through life, but we're family, and family is still love. And if we're called upon by people we don't agree with in life, we still love and help. That's what she taught me, and I tried to do my best with that. It was a 14-year journey for Mom, diagnosed in 2005 with dementia, and it was a long journey for her. But such is life, and she's with God, everlasting life as the rabbi, and with family. And we can all only hope that we do that and be with that. There's some funny, couple funny stories. I don't know if I want to tell one of them. I think I'll just tell the one. not both. I was always, as a kid, dragging home junk. I'd see something. I'd see potential in it, drag it home, and boy, I tell you, I used to get in trouble. Dragging this junk home. What are you going to do with that? Dad would say. Mom would say, leave him alone. He's going to do something with it. Well, one time, Brian Clearman and I drug home an old rowboat that we found in Lake Washington. We were able to go down a couple blocks from home, and there was an empty lot with an old dock, and we were able to swim as kids and stuff. So I asked one of the homeowners next door, does anybody, you can have it. So Brian and I dug that thing out. It was sunk. We brought it home, and oh, I just remember the look on my dad's face and my mom, just, Isaac, it's okay. And that poor boat sat in the backyard for I don't know how long, but Dad found somebody at work that wanted it and get it out of here. But I don't know. She always supported me, even though I was dragging junk home. She always supported me into doing what was good. And we tried. We always tried. I'd just like to say God bless all our mothers. Our mothers that have gone to, already to heaven, and no one's, and our mothers that are here. God bless all our mothers. And I'd like to say more, but I think it just sums it up that she was just a very, 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 very wonderful, loving a mother. And she stuck by me, so I stuck by her. You know, I just have to do things in life, as I know all of us have and will do in life for our parents. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Monica?
Thank you all for coming to honor the memory of my beloved grandmother, Rachel Piha Solom. My grandma was born on December 21st, 1915, bringing light to the darkest day of the year. That is how she lived her life, with light, love, and joy. Since I was little, she has been trying to prepare me for this day. She used to say, someday I'm not going to be here anymore, and I want you to remember me. Well, Grandma, you are a woman that I will never forget. You have given me all of your family cherished memories that none of us will ever lose. My grandma wanted certain things said at her funeral. She always said, I want people to know my accomplishments. Grandma wanted me to tell people how she was a concert violinist and played with the Cornell School of Music, earning a scholarship to Juilliard in New York. She chose not to go because she would have to leave the thing that meant the most to her, her family, whom she would do anything for, her mother Victoria, father Sam, sister Becky, who was her best friend in this life, and her brother Joe. I am supposed to tell you she graduated from Garfield High School in 3 years instead of four, and then went on to business college, graduating early from there as well. While she was going to college, she worked there in the front office to pay for her tuition so she could graduate debt-free. She then proudly worked in the audit department at Frederick & Nelson's and later sold World Book Encyclopedias. But the thing she was most proud of in her beautiful 102-year-long life is her family. Her family was her core, her essence, her being, her entire life. At 33, she married my amazing grandfather, Isaac. She always told the story of how her father said, don't let this one get away, Ray. She would often recall how 5 years after getting married, she experienced one of the happiest days in her life, the day her precious daughter, Carol, was born, her preschool mew. And at 40 years young, her son, Jerome. No two kids were ever more wanted or more loved than my mom and uncle. My grandma wanted to give her family the earth, sun, moon, and stars. The only thing my grandma ever wanted was time with her family. She would scrimp and save and just eat one-third of whatever my grandpa was having so she could do more for all of us. She took us on countless trips around the U.S., though her favorite and ours was always going to California to see her sister and her family, and usually a quick stop at Disneyland since we were so close. My grandma and I spent a lot of time together. We got each other. We had an unbreakable bond. She always encouraged me and listened to me. I loved spending time with her in the kitchen, watching her make Sephardic food, and listening to her tell stories from her life. At the end of each visit, she would always have something for us to take, even when we were adults. Oranges, potatoes, milk, eggs, or the traditional $5 bill with a handwritten note, because she didn't want us to be hungry or hurting for money. I would tell her, "Grandma, I don't need it." But she just said, "Save it for something special." But one of my favorite memories happened every time we would leave her house. She would always walk us to the door, give us a big hug and kiss, and tell us she loved us. My grandma would proceed to stand with the door wide open and watch us as we drove down the street until she could no longer see us, no matter the weather outside. I have learned so many things from my grandma, and I will carry her memory with me each day. May her memory be as much of a blessing to you as it is to me. I love you, Grandma, and I will think of you always.
Hello, Micah.
Hello, everyone. Well, my brother covers up a lot of the things I was going to do. My mom asked me to talk about who my Grandma Ray was. I can think of no better way to describe her than telling you all what I think she would say, looking out at everyone. If she was here today, she would say, "It's wonderful to see you all." For Grandma, nothing in this world was more important than her family. She adored each and every one of us more than words are able to genuinely describe. She was the type of woman who called her children every single day. I can remember as a kid, she would call every day at 5 p.m. trying to see where Mom was and ask how her grandchildren were. She would never let her children leave her home without a care package, like my brother said. Going to Costco for her was an excuse to give things to her family. It didn't matter if she spent more because in her mind it was still a good price and she was providing for her beloved children. She would always stand outside her door at her house, rain or shine, waving to us as we would drive away, never going inside until we were around the corner, not once. She had infinite patience, impeccable manners, and she was always there anytime you needed her, no matter what, literally every single time she was asked. No was not in her vocabulary when it came to family. She was a woman who saved and planned her entire life and spent it all on her children and grandchildren, taking them on trips to be with her beloved sister's family. She was the woman who categorically refused to ever let mother pay for dinner because she refused to let her daughter pay for her. She only ever wanted a third of what Grandpa was eating, and he hated it. But he loved her, so it was all right. She was blessed with a long life, a long and happy marriage, and good health for many years. I am blessed to have so many happy memories of all of our time together. All the nights where we went over for dinners, all the weekend breakfasts out on the patio, all the nights spent on our wonderful family trips together. I am enriched by the lessons she taught me through her care, her patience, and her endless love. If anyone ever asked for an example of a perfect grandmother, then surely my grandmother Ray would be the photo and example that they used. Although every day will be lessened by her absence, her spirit lives on in us. She was truly beloved by her husband, her father, her mother, her sister, her brother, her children, her grandchildren, and her cousins. She will be dearly missed and lovingly remembered.